More than 29,000 people have received housing assistance, which includes lodging expense reimbursement, transitional sheltering assistance for people staying in hotels, and direct temporary housing and a travel trailer or manufactured housing unit. Last week, FEMA began providing temporary housing units to 10 counties in eastern North Carolina. Media relations specialist Angela Byrd says about 15 units have been licensed so far.
It is a case-by-case basis, and eligibility is determined. It usually happens once the house is inspected.
Byrd says individuals will receive notification from FEMA if they are eligible to live in a travel trailer or manufactured housing unit while repairs are being made to their home. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.